What it do on deck, cause it's a brand new week. This week, we are giving you a brand new episode about the most anticipated albums that we have for 2019. When we say most anticipated, we mean what albums are we waiting on? What albums might surprise some people with how they sound or what they got going on? And myself and Animal Brown are going to give you a prediction about a certain album that we pick out and what it's going to do. Check out the On Deck TV podcast every time that it drops, man, and all the shows on RealVilleMedia.com. It is RealVilleMedia.com.
Absolutely, man. All the shows include FSP, Full Sport Press Podcast, every Monday. Make sure you get your sports fix with J-Ho, Big Jeff, and Howeezy. This week, they're talking winners and losers of the NBA free agency, and also Fresh for Dummies podcast, me and my homie Jay Hove. That's every 1st and 15th, man. Tune into that. And as always, stay locked into the Ladies Room podcast feed, man, for when that new episode drop, okay? But let's get to this hip-hop shit. You know how we get down. What it do, what the business is.
Here's another week in the books. It's the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, holler at your boy Animal Brown, a.k.a. the Husky Vegan, a.k.a. Childish Yambino. Y'all can find me Animal_Brown on Instagram, Twitter, and Snap. Where you at, sir?
You let us down every week.
That's not true.
You let us down every week.
Where can they find you on social media so you can let them down with your pictures?
I am Spike Lou. No need, they ain't there. I am Spike Lou on Instagram and the Twitters.
M Extra, where you at on socials, baby?
Yes, sir. It's your boy M Extra Money. You know the rest. M Extra 3 on all things social. Yes, sir.
You gonna put the screen up so they can see your ugly face, too? There we go.
Far from ugly, sir.
What you have on deck for the weekend, bro?
Slow motion, Billy Ocean. Man, I watched HBO's True Detective.
Okay.
Oh, phenomenal. Got caught up with that. What you thought?
Phenomenal.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Most definitely.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, his last episode was very good.
The last episode was really good.
Really good.
It was really good. So I caught up on a little TV this weekend. What about yourself, sir?
I hit the movies up. My wife kidnapped me, making me go see the Taraji P. Henson movie.
Oh, man.
Claimed she what kidnapped you.
She
but
did.
I think that was your idea.
Against my will. Mm. What Men Want. It was some little cool.
Here we go.
I laughed more than I thought, but it still wasn't a good movie. Does that make sense? Yeah. Yeah, but you know, you understand what I'm saying? Like, I laughed out loud a couple of times, but I wouldn't recommend it, though.
Oh, yeah. They're really trying to push Tahari as the, like...
Who?
Taraji.
Taraji. Okay. Yeah. As the go-to, like...
And as they should, we love you, Black Queen. Yes. Yes, we do.
I'm not knocking. I'm just saying they're trying real hard.
It's a hard-working effort.
Okay.
Yeah.
And make sure what you have on.
All right.
Yeah, this weekend I had some friends from college come down. So I hung out a little bit. I actually also saw the movie. On a scale of 1 to 10, it was about a 4. So,
yeah, I told you it wasn't good.
I did have a couple of laugh out loud moments, but that's about it.
Yeah. See, my wife kidnapped me. You ain't got no excuse. You actually wanted to see the movie.
No. Trust me, I didn't. I'm a gentleman. Let's just say that.
Fair enough. Hey, make sure y'all check us out on YouTube, too, man. YouTube.com/OnDeckTV Podcast.
Appreciate you.
Subscribe.
Yeah. Yep. Go on and subscribe to the channel. Get us up there.
We got a big episode, guys.
Yep.
We're talking grand. We're talking a bunch of shit. Yes. Most anticipated albums of 2019. I got a couple. You got a couple. And make sure going to chime in with his Dreamville cape. but
all Dreamville. J-I-D.
No, it's not all Dreamville.
But let's get to the headlines. You know how we get down, man. The Grammys, the 61st Grammys, went down. A couple of winners, man. Cardi went home with Rap Album of the Year. Childish Gambino took home about 4 trophies.
Oh, what was that?
I don't ever do that again. No.
What the fuck?
Man.
Nah, we don't.
Not when you do it.
The Cardi call?
Nah, we don't know a Cardi call.
Let me know, what did the Grammys get right? What did they get wrong? Who was your winners? Who was your losers?
The Grammys, I think, I looked at the first almost up until the end. I think actually they did a good job. Young Thug came out and did his performance. I really thought that was good. I'm coming around on Young Thug.
Yes, sir.
Travis Scott, I really didn't like his performance. That was kind of weird to me, but every Travis Scott performance is weird to me. just being honest, the whole
everyone?
Everyone I've ever seen from going all the way back to the first time I've ever seen him at Revolt. Getting down to the money, Drake, God's Plan, D definitely think that they got it right with that, and they got it right with cutting him off up there. Nah, I ain't gonna lie, that was slick petty. I don't think the Grammy should have did that, especially with Drake. I'm guaranteeing that you're gonna hear bars about that from Aubrey. Mm-hmm. Aubrey is definitely gonna address that.
Facts.
You know what he does when he gets upset.
Okay.
So now, with that being said, we're gonna go into the album of the year, the big stuff, what they tried to pick out.
You mean the rap album of the year or album of the year?
Rap album of the
year. Okay,
gotcha. Well, actually, Childish Gambino, I want to address that. He continues to be the darling of mainstream America, winning the Song of the Year. And
Record of the Year. First hip-hop artist to do so.
Ever do that.
Yeah.
See, he's the starlet still of mainstream America. Not sure what's up with him and his beige beard that he got going on, but I hope he's better.
His parent died. I'm letting him live.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
With that being said, getting to the big name of the night, Cardi winning rap album of the year. I actually think they got that right.
Regardless of
the controversy that comes with it, I think when mainstream America, which is what the Grammys are, look at a rapper, especially this year, it's Cardi. That's the most successful rapper of this year, especially us knowing where she started on Love and Hip Hop, and then you got a commercial at the Super Bowl. If you want to say, hey, how do you gauge success as a rapper in a year span, you look at what Cardi's done through this year's progression. That's like catapulting her to the next level. In a regular year, without a superhero like Cardi, I would have gave it to Nipsey, though.
Yeah, and so to address a few things, congratulations to Cardi. Yeah. She's the first female to ever win Rap Album of the Year.
Well deserved.
That's super dope. Mm-hmm. Talking to my guy Bird, he put it perfectly. He said basically that Rap Album of the Year is what artists made white people dance the most during the year.
Which one was most recognizable to us? And that's what it always is.
It's a popularity contest. Yeah. And look, award shows are supposed to be at least some type of popularity. And I'm not going to act like it needs to be wiped completely of that. But let's be honest, the hip-hop album of the year was Nipsey Hussle album. Mm. But he doesn't have the commercial looks or success that you get with a Cardi B, who is everywhere right now. She probably got 6-7 songs on the radio as we're recording this. So I understand that part of it. I'm not expecting the Grammys to get it right. If I had to give it to somebody behind Nipsey, you would probably say it was Pusha. And then I'd say Cardi. Mm. If we keep it all the way 1,000 with the order, that's how it should have went.
No,
that's how it should have went.
I disagree. I disagree completely. Let me not say completely. I understand why Cardi won. I get it.
Right.
She's on TV every fucking day.
Right.
So I understand why she won. She has great commercial success. I get it. I'm happy for her. But if we just talking about the music, I wouldn't have picked Cardi.
When has it ever been just the music?
No, it's not. And that's why we're here.
That's what I'm saying. So like,
but that's why we're here, though. This is not Billboard. This is the Grammys.
I think that if you're going to put a stipulation on something, like we had a group chat earlier, we was talking about the MVP. There are criteria for these awards. And if you want to check off the boxes, Cardi checked off each box.
No, these are your criteria. There's no set criteria.
The Grammys. No. I ain't talking about
MVP. We're talking about the album,
I'm talking about the Grammys.
We're talking about the album.
Yeah. Right,
so, yeah, that's to us as hip-hop fans.
That's the category.
It should be what the fans enjoy.
Who puts on the production is the Grammys and their politics and things that go along with winning the album.
That's the key word you said, politics.
But that goes along with it, though. Like, I can't be J. Cole and say, I ain't going to submit my music, but if I win a Grammy, it's cool. Like, you have to submit your music.
No, you can do that.
You can do whatever you want.
But you're not going to win a Grammy.
Oh, no, you don't.
I'm saying, you can do whatever you want.
Nah,
you're absolutely right. But you're not going to win a Grammy. So I'm saying, if you're checking off the boxes for who did the most in the box of rap album of the year, it's Cardi.
I will say this, though. I'll say this. First of all, they cut my boy, like you said, they cut the Sixth God off.
Which is
one of many reasons why hip hop does not. The Grammys try to act like they don't understand why hip hop doesn't fuck with them.
But he ain't the only person they cut off, though. Don't do that.
No, they cut
people all night.
Yeah, but they also raised the music up. They don't just cut your mic off and go to commercial. When have they done that?
Drake don't get a free pass.
They did it in a specific point of his speech because they knew where he was going with his speech.
Exactly.
Now that's the
so the Grammy has always been petty towards rap.
They didn't cut him off for time and they cut him off for. What he was about to say, the content of what he was saying.
Exactly, which makes it worse.
You don't get to do that. You don't get to come on my platform and shit on me. I'm sorry.
He wasn't shitting, though.
He was just saying it's more than this.
By telling kids that you don't need this, and he's absolutely right.
To validate
that I disagree with him. You don't need this to validate him. To the old guard, the people that throw the Grammys, you're shitting on me. You're telling me that, hey, I just gave you this award, but I really don't need your award. because they think that their award does validate you. To them, when they give you that award, you're a different caliber of an artist.
But what I'm saying, to the Grammys, his speech won't make the Grammys more or less relevant, right. And that's what they need to understand. Hip hop was built.
They think
on,
it will though.
But hip, they're out of touch. Yeah, which is why he was getting ready to say what he was about to say about why hip hop don't fuck with them, because we're not about censorship.
True. They are.
Yeah. Hip hop is anti censorship. Yeah. Right. So if you can keep it a buck on stage, man, they're not gonna shit on the Grammys. If anything, it's just gonna big up Drake profile. Right. If anything. Everybody's still going to be there suited and booted, taking pictures just like they was this year. The people that are going to go are going to go. Now, Drake turned down a performance. Kendrick turned down a performance. That's really why they felt some type of way. And that's why they cut him off, because he turned down a performance.
They cut him off because
of a bigger highlight than Drake. A bigger highlight than Drake was Childish Gambino renting for Song of the Year. Yep. That was the first time a rap song won for Song of the Year. Mm-hmm. So let's shout out to him, DeKalb County. Let's just shout out for Childish and Donald Glover. We appreciate it.
But that's what
that.
I'm saying. He won record and song. That's the first time anybody, a hip hop artist, has won both in the same year too. That was big.
Crazy.
That song really ain't even that good though.
What? I do think the video elevated the song.
Clearly.
Right. So I'll say that. Plus, the song is a great song.
To go to the point of Cardi. Just like Cardi, Childish Gambino checks off all the boxes. He's funny. They see him everywhere.
He makes good music.
Not threatening.
He makes
okay music.
He's not
that
in the spotlight like
great.
That
song ain't Grammy Song of the Year great. Like, keep it a book.
Apparently it is.
It's Grammy.
Apparently
Grammy?
It is.
Grammy? Yes. That's what they're looking for.
I would
because he checks the boxes, though. But they're better. Yeah. Okay, they're better songs, like you were just saying.
In that category?
Albums. Yeah.
Oh, which one you would have picked?
Exactly.
I like King's Dead. I would have picked that. If we're going to do a song like
King Dead is not in that category.
It wasn't in that category? What are songs in the category?
It's All the Stars, Boot Up. Boot Up, God's Plan.
Oh, Boot Up. I'm taking Boot Up. What God's Plan?
This Is America.
Over This Is America.
The impact of This Is America is stronger.
The impact?
Yeah.
I don't think it impacted a lot, in my opinion. But if I'm subtracting everything else that goes with it, those are just better songs than God's America, which is what I'm saying about the Cardi situation, in short.
I will say, what else they got right, though? Best music film with the Quincy. I've watched that like two or three times. That shit is phenomenal. If y'all ain't watched that, quit bullshitting with yourself. Activate your Netflix or get somebody cold and watch that Quincy. Also, best producer, non-classical, went to Pharrell, which that should have went to Kanye. Like, I don't know what the fuck.
No.
Bro, Pharrell had Stir Fry. That was it. What else did he have?
No, Pharrell had a couple more. I don't think it was just off that one song.
What song? Now, Pharrell's amazing. Don't get it twisted. But 2018, bro, that nigga had Stir Fry. That was it. Y'all got to let me know what else he did.
We got to do some fact checking.
What did Kanye have?
Yeah, exactly.
What?
Well, he produced the best rap album of the year. Right?
He produced. What are you talking?
He didn't produce Cardi. That was the best rap album of the year.
He produced best Bush's rap album shit, of the year. Nas shit, his shit, Teyana Taylor shit. You can say what you want about the music. The production was fire all through that month of June when all that shit dropped. That's undisputed.
Was it?
Bro, we putting all that up against Stir Fry? Are y'all giving the nigga that did Stir Fry the W?
But I think they did it for more than just Stir Fry. I almost guarantee you that.
I just need to know what it is.
I mean, I would have to find
that's what I'm saying. I know he's probably done more, but that was the biggest impact production-wise that he had that year. Also, I'm going to tell you where they fucked up. They left XXXTentacion off of the memorandum piece that they did, after people had passed away and whatnot. They left him off. I thought that was kind of some slaw. Like, why wouldn't you have X on
Grammys
on that?
Always cheap shot hip-hop, man. That's how it goes.
That shit was that's whack, though.
Like,
why wouldn't you have him on?
The Grammys are not a hip-hop show, though.
They don't have to be, they're included in
it. We had to show us respect, though.
Like, y'all, but
we run the culture.
Every gripe that I've heard y'all say, y'all expecting them to cater to rap, and I'm asking
you're
missing the point.
Cater to music.
Yeah, we just want to be treated equally, man. It's not 1965, man.
This is the number one genre of music.
The number one.
Shortchange.
Number one.
All of that's fine, but walking in there with the expectation for them to treat you like that is not going to happen.
That's not whack.
To be treated fairly?
And it is whack. It's some slice, whatever you want
to
call it.
To be treated fairly?
What?
To be treated fairly?
That's all.
That's all you want.
I'm not saying fucking.
I'm not seeing the unfairness.
I just told you they left X off the thing.
But you know why they left him off, though?
No, I don't.
Because of the accusations, whether they are true or not, but because of the accusations of what he did. Like, y'all know that.
Bro,
it's not because he's hip hop.
They ain't never. So you telling me they ain't never highlighted a motherfucker
that
got accusations?
I never said that. All I'm saying is y'all know why they left him off. Like, let's be real. Like, it's not hip hop. Let's not, like, you can't.
It's just ironic that they happen to cut off Drake.
Fam, you can feel.
And they happen to leave off X.
Y'all can feel however y'all want to about that. And the irony may be there. But what I'm saying is you can't go to the Grammys, which is a them show, like, that's mainstream American. You can't expect to be treated equally as you say, but usually it's not going to happen.
Hip-hop,
and we see that.
Though.
But can we not?
That's cool.
But can we not?
Not to the Grammys? If, apparently from all the stuff that y'all
But can we not
about,
voice our frustration about that?
Y'all can, but you can't.
That's all we're doing.
But you can't have an expectation to say, oh, they're slighting us.
Yeah, you can.
Because it's not a slight.
Yes, it is.
They doing what they do.
No.
You're going in there
expecting. No, but what you're saying is, what you are telling us is that it's okay with what they're doing. It's
no,
not okay.
No, I never said it was
so
okay.
So if it's not okay, then guess
I'm
what?
I'm saying it's been happening. Or,
okay, but if it's not okay.
It continues to happen.
Listen,
so what are we going to do?
Listen,
why don't people do something
listen,
about
listen.
It is what I said.
But what you just said is it's not okay, correct? So if it's
correct.
Not okay,
it's
a slight.
Yes. That's all we're saying.
That's all we're saying.
And I'm telling you that it may be a slight, but they've been slighting hip-hop ever since
that doesn't make it right.
Existed. So
that
why would
right.
you go in there not expecting it to happen?
Because we're going
to
do it every fucking time until they get it right.
But you're going to keep showing up, though. You're going to keep accepting the
no.
award. So
no,
why
people
would
have boycotted
it?
Before.
Nah.
People have boycotted before, but yet and still they there.
Not Jay all of them.
Not everybody.
Last year.
Jay wasn't there.
Not everyone is there.
Yeah, there are people.
And speaking
don't.
Of Jay and Beyonce, yeah, shout out best urban contemporary album.
They won.
The Carters, yes.
I know they won.
Everything is love, yes.
With that being said, like, I understand what y'all are saying, but I'm just saying the expectation for the Grammys, it can't be where they're going to cater to us. They're going to make exceptions. Like
I think your verbiage is not what we're saying. We don't want people to cater. We just want to be treated fairly.
Yeah, that's it.
It's a big difference.
Cater. I don't want anybody to be specifically catered to. That's not realistic.
Yeah.
And I'm telling y'all, that's how it comes off when y'all saying XXXTentacion went on there. They cut Drake off. They gave Cardi the award. She didn't really have the best rap album. That's expecting them to know more about a genre than they ever
oh,
have
I am
known.
Expecting
they
well, you do know they have a diversity board on for
and
the
that's cool. Bro, it's probably like one black person on their diversity board.
No.
You know that.
That's not a diversity board.
That's not called. They called. They set that up.
That's a diversity singular person.
That's probably like, what's my man name for Black Eyed Peas?
Will I Am?
He probably on the diversity
board. No, Knife Wonder was on it last year. I know for sure.
Yeah. But. One more loser, Nicki Minaj. She's been nominated 10 times, has never won.
Slight. Another slight.
This has to be killing her that Cardi won't rap out.
Slight.
It has to be eating her alive.
I don't like to continue that narrative that just because Cardi won, Nicki is upset.
Two, oh, no, she's hot about it.
Two women
she's,
can shine.
They're rivals.
I don't want us to.
Yeah, but
see,
no,
they're not
is,
rivals.
No, they are. That's always the case. There's Coke and Pepsi.
See what I'm saying?
Bro, that's how it is. There's two people at the top that battle against each other. That's just how it goes.
I'm going to read.
It's been Jay and Nas. Like, it's just how it goes. They may not give a fuck about each other, but that's the perception of two top entities.
That's toxic masculinity. This is what
I just gave the
male-dominated genre is pitting two women against each other.
I just gave the example of Coke and Pepsi.
They pitted themselves. They pitted themselves against each other.
When Nicki got a shoe thrown at her.
It was led by fans.
They fell into it? That's their fault.
No, they just don't like each other. Yeah,
no, there's room for both of them. That's what I'm saying.
There is plenty of room for both of them. But I think
not at the top. There's going to only be one.
To address Nicki on the way out.
like
this pretty much proves it, in my opinion. Like, she on her way out of here.
No, see, this is what I'm saying. And I'm a quote. Ravy B tweeted this yesterday.
Okay.
She said, this is a photographer, famous photographer. She
I know
who
Ravy B
is. She said, you never have to tear one woman down to build another woman up,
that's
ever.
That's a fact.
But listen,
and that's what people are doing to Nicki just because Cardi's winning.
Time out.
That's what it sounds like.
Hold on. It's the energy. So if Nicki didn't come to this situation with the energy that she came with, like both of us can't exist, then people would have never got into it.
No. Stop
I don't think
saying that it's about both can't exist. Both can't be number one. That's the thing. They both want to be number one. Nobody is saying one needs to retire and one needs to rap.
No, but what you just said, it was killing. Nicki was probably happy for Cardi.
No, she wants to be number one, bro.
But that don't mean it's killing her because Cardi won an award.
Bro, it's killing her because she's 0-10 and Cardi won.
Well, say that.
That's what
but
I
not
said.
Because not because you said because Cardi won.
If somebody other than
if
Cardi won,
it's killing her that the Grammys are slighting Nicki Minaj for a number of
that's
times.
That's a slight, though.
Oh, big time.
Now it's time.
Nicki Minaj shouldn't have a Grammy. She should definitely have a Grammy by now.
She should have one. She would have one.
Okay.
Nah. Right. I wouldn't say that.
In her case,
shout out to J Rock too and TDE.
I ain't say that that's true for every artist that got slighted before, but I don't think that Nicki not
10 times. No rings.
Okay.
0-10 is crazy.
It's crazy.
That's crazy.
Jay had a lot of nominations before he won his first one.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's the Grammys.
And she ain't got nominated since. She need to make better music.
We should call it the Slighted Awards.
Next up, man. Way too much Grammy talk for them not fucking with us, apparently.
Right.
T.I. versus Gucci, man. We all saw the controversy with the Gucci sweater that many felt resembled blackface.
I thought you said T.I. versus Gucci, man. I was like, that happened again?
Right. T.I. is leading the charge for the culture against Gucci, saying we should boycott the brand for 3 months. Are you here for T.I. leading yet another boycott?
T.I. need to sit down on this one, man. Like,
what?
It ain't because I like Gucci. It's more so because
it's definitely because you like Gucci.
You can start talking loud and people just stop paying attention to what you say. Boycotting an Italian-based clothing brand for 3 months means absolutely nothing to anybody. Like, I can see if T.I. was supporting another cause, which he has before, but
right. Yeah, plenty of causes,
and that's cool. And he could continue to stay on that level of supporting stuff. He ain't got to stoop down to this level just because a couple people were offended, and it's a popular thing with blackface.
Now,
yes, a couple people.
Wow,
I don't think that first of all, that particular sweater had been on their website for a couple of months. Nobody said anything until the Virginia thing popped up about blackface. Those two are definitely correlated with the news cycle. All I'm saying about the T.I. situation is this is too small of a battle for him to even be incorporated with. Like, even if Gucci says, hey, okay, you know what, we're right. What are they doing for black people anyway? T.I.'s concerned, and when you're doing a protest, you're expecting something back from the people that you're protesting against. And it ain't too much that Gucci could do for me or black people overall as far as how I'm looking at it.
So the point, from what I gathered, of what he was trying to get done was he's trying to get it to where the disrespect that he sees from pieces of articles of clothing like this, like what Prada did with the whole dolls or whatnot.
Yeah.
Like, he wants that to stop because one of the biggest supporters of that brand is us. So to keep people from looking like fools in his eyes, supporting someone who is blatantly in your face, not supporting you.
Yep.
It looks crazy. Now, the reason he's asking for a 3-month boycott, in my opinion, is for a couple reasons. One, you got to crawl before you walk. So sitting here and just telling people, hey, man, everybody, we done with Gucci, da, 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 da. People are crying because he asked for a 3-month pause on Gucci. So imagine what people would say if he said cancel them all together. People would damn near have a heart attack like they're doing now. The second reason, I believe, is possibly, yes, to offer some type of alternative. But the thing is, people look for all of the answers to come from one person. And I think that's unrealistic. I personally respect people like T.I., Killer Mike, David Banner, when they chime in on situations like this. And I think it's one thing for somebody to suggest something, T.I. to come out and suggest something, that's cool. But David Banner came around and he also spoke on it and he kind of backed up what he said and added a little more context and a little more resolution
to it.
What
did David Banner say?
David Banner said you need to find somebody that's local in your area and get their brand popping, black, white, whatever. Yeah. Somebody that's in your area that fuck with you, right, that's independent. Put the money behind and a push behind them and make that shit cool.
Right.
That's what David Banner said. So David Banner offered a solution, looking for T.I. to give you the problem, the answer, the solution. That's unrealistic.
And T.I. did follow up on David Banner's.
It's unrealistic if you're going to step out and challenge the issue. Like, you can't be.
What?
If you're going to come out and say don't do this, then you should have an answer. Nah. If you're going to say protest
this,
then you should have an answer.
He did. And to follow up on David Banner, T.I. posted all of these local brands, all these black brands. But also, were you wrong? You said he posted only 3 months, like they're only going to do it for 3 months. He said we're going to start at 3 months, see what response we get from the company, and go from there. So the outrage, you're saying he doesn't have a right to be outraged? And this is clearly disrespect?
I'm not saying that he doesn't have a right to be outraged. What? I'm saying that him speaking up about
why aren't you outraged?
It's a minuscule matter to someone like T.I. It's not a outrageable offense to me because I didn't find the sweater offensive, one, and I'm not just going to jump on because T.I. says that we should be outraged to be outraged.
People were mad before T.I., by the way.
Two, I have zero expectations from Gucci other than the design flock holes for me. They're not coming to save anything that black people got going on in America. You may be different.
But
me personally,
but that's not the point.
I don't have an expectation out of Gucci other than to provide me with clothes.
No.
It's the point for me, though.
Yeah, no, but I don't think that's the point of the protest. What you're saying is,
I'm not clear of the point of the protest.
Well, that's obvious. I'm saying,
and it wasn't explained.
No, it definitely was.
T.I. said the point of it was to show the power in our dollar, and that
exactly.
If people continue to do stuff like that in our face, then put your money elsewhere, and they're gonna cater us. Not David Banner. I forgot who it was, but they said Spike Lee.
Spike Lee was another one.
Spike Lee suggested that we
Prada
stop
and Gucci
buying their shit until they get black faces in their room.
Yeah.
So that doesn't affect you. You wouldn't be the specific person working for Gucci.
But it does
but
affect.
But that would affect somebody that would in turn affect the culture.
And it also teaches younger individuals, younger black people in general, about the power of a dollar and supporting your own and when others don't support you. How can you support a company who has put a blatant racist figure on a sweater How do you don't think it's racist? It's clearly racist.
I don't think it's racist.
It resembles blackface.
Yeah, definitely. You need to do your history on the minstrel show in blackface.
I don't need to do any history.
Guy that you like on Twitter?
I understand what his Tariq.
Tariq, yeah. He finds it offensive.
And it's fine. I understand absolutely what blackface is. I'm not offended by it.
Okay.
Two, I don't think that wasting time protesting Gucci is the way to show someone how powerful their dollar is, in my opinion. Well, you guys may think that's
way.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's
fine. It's not the only way, but it's one way.
Cool. So that to me is not what the protest that T.I. is saying. That don't equal that to me. So I don't agree with it.
Okay. So would you be offended if an Italian person called you a nigga?
Italian people been calling black.
No, I'm asking you a question. Yes or no? Would you be offended?
What's the like? Yeah.
If they called you a nigger in a negative way, would you be offended?
Yeah.
Or just period.
Yeah.
Okay. So that sweater is calling black people niggers.
All right. So
people feel like that. Say that.
All right. My favorite show, The Sopranos. Tony called black people niggers.
That's different though.
Oh my God. Are you serious? Are you serious right now?
But that's fiction though, bro.
Right.
It's fiction.
Listen, man. And these are just clothes. And I'm not saying that T.I. doesn't have a right to do that. I'm saying these are very small factors into what he could be talking about. T.I. got a very powerful voice. If you want to waste your time protesting Gucci, then feel free. Go ahead. Y'all cool with that. But that's not how you're going to show what a black dollar does.
It's one way, though.
It's cool. Yeah, that is one way. And I respect what Killer Mike does even more so. Like,
that's
I don't
another
really
way.
Mess with the show. Yeah, you're right.
Right.
And y'all ask, we're not talking about them. We're talking about T.I. And y'all ask me about T.I. I just don't agree with someone like T.I. coming out and saying, let's protest Gucci for 3 months so we can show them this and show them that. Even if he is providing alternatives, to me, T.I. is too big of a voice to fight something so small.
Gucci's not doing
anything to, like, if Gucci come out and say, all right, what do y'all want, black people? What's the response from T.I.?
The answer was to get, well, from Spike Lee was to get black faces.
I ain't talking about Spike Lee, I'm talking about T.I.
But it's not all about T.I. though.
Yeah,
but
that's the question. You locking in.
But that's what I'm asking y'all about. T.I. is the one that said it about the 3 month protest. If they go to one person or whoever in particular that's leading the protest and they say, okay, what do y'all want for being offended by this?
It's very simple. What they said is they need to learn about the insensitivity of their people.
Fam, do you think they care?
Obviously, they do. They made a statement.
If it affects their bottom line,
yeah, yeah. They do.
If it affects their bottom line, they will.
Yeah, they need. And what they're saying is you need to learn about this insensitivity when you have designers in the room and to make that call. So that had to go through so many channels to get approved. And I don't see how that's a big issue.
The design don't mean shit to me. Not having black people in your boardroom, that means
something. Well, that's part
of it. So when T.I. come out and say, let's do this for 3 months, and these are the reason why he started dressing stuff like that, then I'm cool with it.
But don't talk about that,
because a sweater got red things around the lips that you made.
Red things.
But people said that. But I'm saying people said that, though.
Yeah, and it's offensive.
Every time I address what y'all say, y'all move the goalpost. First, I'm talking about T.I., then y'all bring up fucking Spike Lee.
I stayed on T.I.
You said people said that. I'm talking about T.I. Yeah. I'm talking about the 3 months in which y'all said that we brought the question up about. Now, if he were to say, hey, this is why we're doing it, as opposed to what you said, showing power for the black dollar and this and that, I don't think it was
as
framed.
I think I'm saying that people shouldn't be looking at one person for all the answers.
Right.
That was what I said.
And that's cool. And I'm not saying that they should be, but I'm saying if one person comes up with a plan, it should be more thought out and thorough, in my opinion.
Pac said he may not change the world, but he may spark the mind that does. So T.I. speaking out about this may not all be about him.
It can have multiple ramifications.
And that's cool, too.
So I don't
like. I'm not arguing.
But there's
against
no
it.
One answer.
But I'm not arguing against it. I'm just saying that one, I think it's a small matter for T.I. if he's going to be that surface level with it.
But why not T.I. though? That's what I don't understand.
But he has a bigger voice than that and more influence.
That's the reason to make
people care about a clothing. Like, if Gucci did or didn't care about black people, it's really not going to affect the way that black people live in America. That's my overall point.
Yeah.
I mean,
you can argue with that if you want. But
no, but I think that you're missing the point of his protest. That's what I'm saying.
I don't care about the point of his protest. I care about what I just
said.
What I'm saying. I care about if Gucci did or did not care about black people, there is no situation in America that would probably be different for black people.
I just don't think about Karen is just blatantly spitting in their face.
So what's the protest for?
What
are you trying to get them to do?
Bro, we said it 20 times.
Yeah.
All right, then we can move on.
We definitely done said it.
Let's move on.
And we are definitely about to do that. Rock Nation brunch went down. Jay-Z and Beyonce hosted their 8th annual pre-Grammy Rock Nation brunch. Who knew it's been 8 of these? That's crazy.
The Carters.
It was basically a who's who guest list of attendees. DJ Khaled, Diddy, Kevin Hart, Meek Mill, a million others. This has to be the biggest industry event going on, right?
100%.
Facts.
Yeah. To the pictures, everything on Instagram. This is the go-to place. The pre-Grammy party, like everybody, like Meek said, putting it on the line to get a picture with Hov.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Was doing that. And I definitely could believe that this is like 1,000,000% the place to be, like the photo op of the year.
I like everything it stands for. It, like, it's a positive vibe. It's a celebration of accomplishments. It's a lot of people that we look up to. A lot of people that came from nothing to something. Like, if you don't want an invite to this, then I don't know what it. And let me be clear. I'm off the top of my head, I don't know any other event. And I don't even care. This shit look fly. This looks like something I would want to be a part of. This looks like, and when I say I'd want an invite, I'd want an invite because I earned it, and I earned from hard work to be in those circles of those people that are there.
Right.
Because that shows a sense of some type of accomplishment that you've done in the past 365 days to get that invite, to be in those circles, to be in those rooms, to grow even further. So I love this shit. I love the idea of it. I can't wait till it gets to the 20th, the 30th. You build that up. We complain about the Grammys, but the people look at the Grammys as prestigious because it's been going on for 60 plus years. Like, so when you start something like this, and maybe the Roc Nation brunch gets to that point, if it's not already there as the place to be, and people are clamoring, trying to be a part of it, and Puff and Diddy, I mean, excuse me, Puff and Jay, kids are now the gatekeepers, and like now, and they controlling who gets in and who doesn't, making sure they're representing the culture in a proper way. That should look dope. Though, like, it just looks like a good time, and I'm fucking with it. I need an invite. I gotta work to get to that invite, you know what I'm saying? But I've seen some people that gave kind of different vantage points of it, and some people look at it as more like a empty symbolic gesture. You know what I'm saying, though? You kind of see people with that explanation,
yeah. Well, to piggyback, because I know some people, everything is gonna have critics, and when I saw some people criticizing the brunch, I laughed because people just having a good time celebrating their success. There's nothing wrong with that. But people are always going to find some way to say something negative about anything like that. I mean, it's a perfect place to celebrate your success. Everybody coming together, celebrate Black excellence. And that's what they want to do. And it's just like we talked about the Grammys sliding us earlier. It's just, we just want our seat at the table. So this is us. This is what we do. We're going to make sure you see us do this. And we're going to continue to put it in your face. And we don't care what you think.
I fuck with that shit. I need the Realville brunch to pop off. I want our shit to look like that in the 8th annual joint. I got to be there.
Two bottles of Clico.
They should hash it out more, too. Like, they should probably, if Revolt, like, filmed it, they should have, like the behind-the-scenes footage.
That'd be dope.
And had, like, you know, of course people are going to be different when the cameras are around as opposed to when it wouldn't be. But if they had, like, some behind-the-scenes stuff, like some little director's cut type shit, that'd be a dope-ass thing that they could put on Revolt, too.
Puff will be controlling that shit anyway, though. So whatever he don't want shown.
Yeah, Puff's in my
chair for that. Yeah, cut that out. Yeah, cut that right there.
That'd be something fly that they could do on a yearly basis. And, you know, I have Jay do a little commencement speech type thing. It could almost be like an addressing the culture type thing.
Oh, that's actually a dope idea. Yeah, that's a dope idea.
You know,
Revolt need all of the suggestions they can get right now. Before we get to this music break, that's a fact. Before we get to this music break, man, Scarface calls out Ric Flair, man. All right.
What?
Woo. 10 good wrestling seconds. Shout out to my guy, Big Jeff. Popular wrestler Ric Flair came under fire recently from a story that was told by wrestling personality Teddy Long. All right, so
Teddy Long.
Exactly. He told a story recalling the time Flair called him the N-word. When he was referring to him,
Houston is obviously Black,
right? Clearly, Houston legend Scarface took exception to this and tweeted. I got to read the tweet word for word. If anybody knows Ric Flair's Twitter account, tell him I said "fuck you, you low down trash ass nigger hating white boy." That's for Teddy Long. You sorry ass bitch, die slow. End quote. Should hip hop's love affair with the Nature Boy be done?
Yeah, we got to get him out of here, man. We go on and ship Ric Flair up out of here because he had a beloved little resurgence because of the Ric Flair drip from the Migos. He was right, in the videos and all of that. Yeah. And Ric Flair always had swag.
Right, for
just
sure.
Just to be 1,000,000% honest. But you could always tell, like, when he cut it off, when he wasn't Ric Flair, when he went home, like,
how long ago was this?
He throwing nigga around.
This was in the 80s.
No. Ric Flair used a couple niggas, though. You ain't got to worry.
Clearly.
About it.
That
wasn't the first or the last time that he said the word.
Yeah. But that was going to be my question, though.
What's that?
Is there a statute of limitation for
can people change?
The story was 30 years old.
30 years old.
Going on 40.
Okay, I tell you.
Who wasn't Ric Flair? Calling him a nigga. Is there a statute? That's all I want to know. Because if that's the case, some shit I did when I was 17, y'all find that out when I'm old and 40, it's going to be a wrap. Yeah, I'm going to be canceled.
I got to know how cool him and Teddy Long was. Like, if they was cool and he thought he could let it slide in there, and if Teddy Long still hurt by it. If he still hurt by it, Rick Flair calling him a nigga.
Yeah, this is so random.
I'm riding with Teddy Long.
But the thing was, I watched the clip.
I think they both from Houston, too, him and Scarface.
Okay.
They was talking.
The thing was, he was doing an interview, and he gave a couple of examples of him overcoming racism back in the day, being a black personality in wrestling.
Scarface was a big wrestling fan, too.
And he gave a couple of examples. So it's not like he necessarily singled out the big name, but he was actually in the middle of about four or five different examples. And what happened was there were some ladies that had kind of snuck in to the area, and he and Ric Flair thought that Teddy Long had let them in. And he was like, damn, you trying to lose your job today, nigger? And so he hit him like that.
Rick was probably
on
the sauce. Definitely on the sauce.
He was definitely on the sauce.
Rick was on the sauce. Probably big suited. Time. Probably on the coke. Whatever. But I just wonder, so Ric Flair canceled, we gotta get him out of there?
I ain't fucking with Ric Flair, man.
Oh man. Yeah, nah, it's over with for him, huh?
Because
he almost out of there in real
life. Yeah, I was about to. Oh damn.
Yeah, he is.
Let's be honest.
He is.
And got one foot in.
Just because he looked like he cut from that cloth though.
He do.
He looked like that's how him all day.
It makes sense.
Every day.
And we just heard one side of the story.
I honestly don't even think Ric Flair would dispute this.
No, he probably wouldn't. He probably apologize.
I'm like, y'all called him a nigga. What the fuck y'all talking about? Like, are y'all serious? Yes. Call him. You nigga.
Shake
let
on
the
your
black
head.
Person be interviewing him. You're a nigga. You're a nigga.
Yeah.
You're a nigga.
We ain't never, I mean, Ric Flair had I can see. Like we just ain't never heard anything like this from Ric Flair before.
That's true. It's the first.
Because he always in character, though. Like, did you watch the 30 for 30?
Yeah, yeah. But I'm saying he's always in character.
He said he had a hard time even cutting it off. Like,
yeah, I can imagine. But that's what I'm saying. We just never heard it. Ric Flair was racist.
That let the world down, too.
He definitely called somebody.
He dropped the N-word. That let the world down.
His wife was getting railroaded by a black dude.
He felt some type of way about that shit. All right, man, get to this music break and make sure what we got.
Yes, sir. We got a new music coming from the Atlanta duo Earth Gang. Featuring Young Thugger. This one is called So Proud of You. It's dope. If you guys don't know Earth Gang, they've been out for a few years. They are part of the Dreamville Collective. They are part of the Spillage Village with J.I.D. Black.
Village.
East Atlanta. Stand up. So, yeah.
Let's hear it, man. Proud of you.
Couldn't believe it when you told them you was leaving, when you put them Cinderellas on your feet, when you're shining kinda hard to be discreet, I'm gonna put you on vacation, get some leisure, I'm gonna do whatever it take, baby, to please you. I mean, through the darkness and through the bleak, you to help my heart each and every beat, and checked on me when I ain't wanna eat, and held me tight when the game on tweak, hard times, or you make it look easy, easy. And I'm whipping a new machine. I got the Percocets, I got the whopping, I got me a cool nurse thing. She went to whipping it.
All right, man, that was Earth Gang featuring Young Thug, Proud of You. I'm not gonna lie.
That was banging.
That was banging. I'm not gonna lie. The little beat switch up at the end.
Yeah,
it was banging.
Yeah, I like that record, man. I'm glad. I'm glad you guys like that. We finally got a record for you guys.
That's the first good song you picked.
Nah, not according to my fans. Go check the page.
I'm coming around on Young Thug, though, man. I like this Grammy performance.
Now you went too far.
I like this. It was some ad-libs that I listened to a while ago. Future ad-libs.
Are you excited about the bad libs?
Yeah, that was fun. That was good, man. I'm coming around on Young Thug, man.
I'm not.
Finally,
15 years
in. I'm coming around.
No, Thug is super talented, man.
Taking it too far.
Super talented?
No, he is, man.
Just talented would have been okay.
Just talented would have been a reach.
Nah, again, you can't be just talented.
That's a good song. I'm not gonna flex. That's a good song. Yeah. All right, man. Let's move to this topic, man. Most anticipated albums of 2019.
Let's get it.
2018 was a big year.
Big year.
Very much was.
A lot of good records. 2017 was a great year. So we'll see what 2019 has in store. Now, obviously, there'll be some surprise drops that we don't know about now. We're not privy to that info at this moment in time. But what we did was we've got three categories, like you mentioned earlier. We've got what album are we personally waiting on, what album will surprise some people, and just a random prediction about an upcoming album of the year, or album for this year. Now, we've got two albums that we're personally waiting on and two surprise joints, and then we'll do one each for the prediction joint. Give me your two personal albums that you're waiting for and why.
All right, so if you're a long-time listener to the show, this should be some no surprise to you.
Thank you for listening.
My first one, 2 Chainz, rapper Go to the League, Let's Go. I cannot wait till it come out. He was in the Yo not too long ago on his IG. Looked like he was cooking up some good shit.
Who was he in there with?
I don't know who those people were. But it wasn't a Dreamville session. It was like a regular session. Just his engineers and stuff like that. All-Star Weekend, I think, would be perfect for it. Like, it would be a great little rollout, way to play off of it.
So this weekend?
Yeah, this weekend. Yeah. Rock Nation Brunch just happened. He may be able to get that whole verse that he'd been looking for. If he could talk up on it and pull him away for about 15 minutes, because, you know, Hov can knock that out like that. but the rapper Go to the League, I feel like, will be one of the stronger albums from 2 Chainz. The last one did well. I'm a big fan of the True series. Yeah. The first one was dope to me, fly as hell.
Right.
So, waiting on that 2 Chainz.
Yeah,
secondly, Run the Jewels. I'm waiting on the next Run the Jewels. Yeah, I like Killer Mike.
Two good picks. Yeah, I can't believe that. Look at that.
I fuck with Killer Mike. I fuck with LP. I like their chemistry together. And I think that Killer Mike was searching for a pocket before he found this one. And now he found it. And he can just like do 1,000 in this lane because ain't nobody right there with him.
Is it the fourth one?
Yeah, Run the Jewels 4. And I like the last one a lot. I like this. I hope I like this one, too, because I know they're going to go even more harder, and Mike going to have some dope-ass topics. Man, what are the albums you got?
Just a comment on yours, though. I will say this. I doubted 2 Chainz last time, and then he delivered exactly what he needed to deliver with the Pretty Girls Like Trap Music. That album was fire.
Yes, it was. Underrated, actually.
Yeah, that was a pretty dope album. I had it on my top 10 list that year. As bad as I wanted to not have it on there. But I give it to him. That shit was dope, so I'm not going to doubt him when it comes to this one. It is a little weird that this time last year he was pumping it. He had the big blimp and shit going around, and he had the single with Quavo and Drake, and it never really took off.
Def Jam switched management. Remember Paul took over.
Yeah, Rosenberg.
Def Jam is managing some slaw up there. Def Jam.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Like it's a everything kind of log jammed up.
This is perfect. If he do it, he need to do an All Star Week on or maybe draft.
Yeah,
if it's not ready right now.
Yeah, April.
It's got to be around some sports related though. It make too draft, much sense.
That would be kind of fire.
That'd be hard.
Yeah,
it would be.
And then Run the Jewels. I can't get into Run the Jewels. I fuck with Killer Mike as
you
a
don't
person.
Like the beats?
Nah, I think he can rap. I just don't like the music that he makes.
Wow, that's interesting because you usually don't like boom bap, and Run the Jewels is a lot of boom bap.
I don't like that shit.
I'm a big Killer Mike fan, though.
Okay.
So I decided on Run the Jewels 2 to go check it out and try it, and I like it.
But that is his lane, though. Yeah, he didn't ride this.
He can ride that. He can tour doing this.
He
rap. About Jay-Z 2 into 50.
Facts.
Him and LP can do this at 850.
He raps his ass off.
That's a fact. He can rap his ass off for sure.
And I like the political views sometimes he takes on that, too.
So he started songs about with this. L on that on his solo album, Rap Music. And that's when they took the turn, because he was like, man, this is kind of fire. Because that album was fire.
He was telling that story on I think it was Joe Rogan. He said he called L and he was like, "You gonna produce my album?" And L was saying, "I don't have time, bro."
Oh yeah, I think
like,
I remember hearing some album.
And he was like, "Nah, I'm not." He said so. He called him the next day. And he was like, "So, bro, you ready to get started?" He was like, "I told you." So he said he called him every day until he told him, "Yeah."
Yeah.
All right, man. My two projects that I'm looking forward to. Number one is Childish Gambino.
That's a good one.
Untitled as of right now. It's supposed to be his last project. Selfishly, I don't want it to sound like the Awaken My Love, even though I fuck with that too.
You won't rap.
I won't rap. I want it to sound more like his Gangsta Grills that he dropped.
Oh, man, it was so hard.
That shit was that Stone Mountain Gangsta Grills was crazy. And I fuck with the singing and stuff like mixing, dancing between both. I'm here for that. But the singles, the This Is America and the couple of the summertime joints that he dropped, I don't necessarily want A whole album of that.
That's personal. Song,
no, it's and it's good music.
Yeah, that's a great song, yeah. Both of those songs.
I don't want to be love below to death.
You
want to
go out with bars.
Yeah, go like just go. If it's your last project, go ahead and make it like a little hosh-posh of all the shit that you're able to do.
Okay.
I want it to be more like Because of the Internet and less like Awaken My Love if I had a choice, selfishly.
Yeah.
Secondly, Rick Ross, Port of Miami 2. Listen, guys. Listen to me.
Yeah.
It's on the way.
Yeah.
Now, what I don't need Khaled gassing in. Khaled, stop talking about it right now. straight up, I fuck with DJ Khaled, all of that, but I don't need that. We don't need the gas on it. All I needed to see was Justice League tweeting that they were in the studio working on something special with Ross for this Port of Miami. That's all I need to see. I don't need nothing. No, you can drop that bitch tomorrow.
I can't wait.
Him in Justice League, nigga, that's Mike and Scotty.
Man.
So. And he hasn't fucked with them on the production tip in a couple of albums, but the last time he did, that shit was amazing.
Yeah.
I'm ready for that. I got to have it. And my motto when it comes to this music shit, if I don't cry, then it ain't fire. Shit that he does with Justice League bring tears to a real nigga eyes. I can't wait.
That is
but yeah, that's
good picks.
Yeah, great picks.
Before we move, I just Childish Gambino, I hope that he's not falling like his father just passed, like you said.
For sure.
They delaying Atlanta.
Yeah,
working on the last album is like supposed to be critically acclaimed. I hope the pressure not getting to him.
That's a lot.
It is a lot of pressure.
Like, that's a lot.
It's heavy.
He gonna be in the Star Wars movie.
Triple
right?
threat.
Like I just hope that he's able this time. He's taking off that he able to like recharge his batteries and he don't got to try to go too hard to live up to what people like.
Because that picture look crazy.
Yeah, the picture look crazy. And that's why I'm saying this. I hope he don't try to live up to that pedestal. The people that put him on it, he can like be regular for a year, go do what he need to do.
Yeah, you need that time. You need that time.
But luckily,
I hope he get to take it.
Yeah. Luckily for him, though, he's never really bought into the hype. Like, you don't see him and Gucci shirted. It's always been him with the short, khaki shirt.
Yeah, he just himself,
shit.
Man.
He just himself. Yeah. So hopefully he's able to maintain.
And that's why I say that, because I hope he gets time to go be himself.
Yeah, like, yeah. And that's what
it's hard to do. It's hard to be a person like that, to be kind of eclectic when you're around people every day.
Hollywood.
You know, they pulling from you. Yeah, like pulling from every day. So I hope that don't happen to him. I hope he like gets better and get the way he need to be. Two, Ross, I mean.
It's going to be fire. Don't do that.
Yeah. Is this his last album?
For sure.
I don't know. No. I hope not.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's going to be fire. Like, Ross at a point in his career where he got the formula down. To doubt a Rick Ross album at this stage would be, like, retarded. So, I'm definitely going with I know that Port of Miami will be banging. I just don't know how long Ross can churn them out.
Yeah, you guys, those are some good picks.
Yeah,
pretty good. Yeah, Ross was definitely on my list. It was that Rick Ross was number two. Mm-hmm. And the first one, of course, is The Fall Off by Mr. Jermaine Cole. Yeah,
as long as he's not doing the what's the little alter ego?
Kill Edward.
Yeah, he only do that shit, bro.
Kill Edward
cut
probably
Dreamville money, my nigga.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people anticipating the J. Cole album. Okay. I'm not the only one.
Damn, J. Cole ain't dropped an album in back to back years.
Oh, this album's coming out this year. Yeah, book it.
I just don't think that. I hope so as a J. Cole fan, but I don't think that with all the hype around the Dreamville sessions, a successful album last year.
For sure.
Pushing J.I.D., pushing G.
Gang, you don't think he can do all of it?
I don't.
Y'all keep fucking Boss. Man. It's Boss. Every week they fucking your name up. But Cole told you it's a different year.
It's going to take him half the year for me to even get dude name.
Right.
Cole told you it's a different year.
I have to shit out of Boss for me to get that right.
Cole told you it's a different year, man. Middle Child came out. He's just warming up, man.
Because if he can successfully pull off everything that he's looking forward to this year. That's the J. Cole that I signed up for.
Yeah,
that's the
for
one
sure.
that I thought was gonna go beast mode after that For Your Eyes Only album. That's exactly where I want him to be.
Yeah.
So I hope so.
What's two albums do you got that you think will surprise some people?
First and foremost is Schoolboy Q. I think Schoolboy is gonna being the second best rapper on TDE don't even do him justice. Like that's how cold Kendrick Lamar is one. But two, I think that he's a really talented artist, and he kind of get overlooked because Kendrick Lamar is so goddamn big. But I think Schoolboy is going to show some people this year by coming out with an album that's going to be like critically acclaimed.
I think
like,
he did that with the Blackface, though.
He did, but I think this one is going to be, and this one might have been nominated too, but I think this is going to be like Grammy level, putting him on another level as an artist.
Yeah, right.
Like
right.
People respect his craft as an MC and they respect him as what he can do, but I think that he'll put an album out this year, you're going to start seeing the features and you're going to start seeing the Schoolboy. Whatever dating whoever it is and make him popular and them putting a machine behind him. I just think that he's gonna take that next leap to being a star with this album. I think this album is gonna be heavily attributed to him being a star now. Number two, I got. Damn, must be there. Number two, I have. Let me pull it up. My bad.
Please do. J. Jeopardy music, everybody.
No, I'm just fucking with you. I'm just keeping with the keeping with my prediction from the year till we have a surprise year from Big Sean. I think Big Sean's album, he need this bounce back year. The last thing he came out with was that duet with your girl.
Last thing he came out with was the mixtape with Metro Boomin, but I'm with you.
That was some slaw, too.
It was.
That was a duet, too.
Duet?
Both of them was some slaw.
It was trash.
So I'm expecting
slaw? I don't know.
I'm expecting a bounce back year from Big Sean as well, similar to what I was saying about Schoolboy Q, but just in a different lane because Sean's already that star.
That's not going to surprise people, though. Big Sean come out with some fire.
I think it's going to surprise people at how good it is considering the time that he's been away. I don't think that the last two albums that he's came out with have properly addressed how good he is as an MC. The surprising part is going to be him addressing the people who think that they can rap with him or who won't smoke with him.
Right.
That's going to be the surprising part about it. He finally going to take a bite out of the apple, in my opinion, and be like, all right, y'all niggas want to smoke? Here go to smoke.
Bite out of the apple.
I'll say this. I don't know what Big Sean was, because I fuck with that I Decided and that Dark Sky Paradise, something serious. Man, so he's not finna put out nothing better than them two.
I don't think he can top that.
Man, you already done cut the man.
At worst, he'll match it. But he's not beating it.
Those are good albums, but like
fire
Big
albums.
Sean is a good artist. He has the potential to put together a classic album.
Dark Sky Paradise is close.
But it's not.
It's a Midwest classic.
So I'm saying it's not a Midwest classic.
Midwest classic.
He has a lot of room to grow.
That's fair enough. I will say this, man. For my surprises, I've got number one, Joyner Lucas, ADHD. He had a strong 2018 without a project. He had the thought-provoking I Am Not a Racist joint, had people talking. He went toe-to-toe with Eminem on arguably the best song on Kamikaze. And then he had an entertaining battle with Tory Lanez in which he kind of flexed his muscle, let people know he needed to be respected as a lyricist, whether he won that or not. Then at the end of the year, he snuck in a single that I love that actually got some nice little satellite radio spins, and it showed that he can actually make a solid record without the gimmick of the I Am Not a Racist shit that he had going on. So I think he'll be able to put a full body of work together. I'm looking forward to this ADHD to show he's more than just a bar you lyrical, miracle, spiritual rapper. I think it'll be more along the lines of like a Royce da 5'9" album that he did last year, who also is a superior rapper, but at sometimes struggles to make a full body of work, a collection that people care about and would like to listen to over and over again. I think Joyner Lucas will be able to do that this year. And secondly, my second surprise is a surprise for the wrong reason. The Chance the Rapper, Kanye West, Good Ass Job is going to be trash. And I am of the camp that
believes. Surprised.
Yeah, I'm very surprised because I'm the camp that believes Kanye hasn't missed yet. And I think this will be his first miss.
So you're delusional.
This gets a lot of hype online. This is one of those projects where the internets are going to go crazy, where the publications are going to go crazy if it does, in fact, drop like it's supposed to, because people love Chance the Rapper. People, believe it or not, still love Kanye West, at least musically.
You still love Kanye West.
I fuck with him, period. But yeah,
a lot of people like Kanye.
Yeah, a lot of people do. But a lot of people love Chance. I'm not a fan of Chance. I think this will be a miss.
Oh.
Yeah, this ain't going to be it right here, and I'm hot about it.
I can't believe that you like Kanye. Well, you dislike Chance more than you like Kanye.
Yeah, Chance. I don't like Chance's music. I'm just talking musically.
So you don't like Coloring Book?
No, this shit was trash.
What?
I just don't like his voice, bro. I can't listen to it. His voice gets on my nerves.
You said it was trash.
Yeah, it was.
No.
But I don't like his voice.
That G Herbo album was trash.
Yes, it was.
It's not in the same league.
That shit was trash.
Let me ask you this. Why do you think that with Kanye's production that the album would be trash? Is it because of his voice?
Yeah, he's going to try to do that whole Chance thing where he sings and that raspy-ass, trash-ass voice. It's not going
to
be good.
The thing that prepares him to superstardom.
Man, what year was Coloring Book? Year was that?
That's how phenomenal it was.
No. The fake I'm independent, but I'm really signed. Like
he's the first Young Dolph.
Chance been putting in work.
Chance was the first Young Dolph.
Nah, that shit ain't. I'm not looking forward to that. I'm scared, man. I think that's going to be trash.
He said he's scared.
That's going to surprise some people. That's going to hurt because that's going to be the first L on Kanye's discography.
Let me ease your anxiety here. That album ain't never coming out.
Yeah, it's not coming out. Chance solo project's going to come out.
Never going to see that shit.
And you got a surprise?
Well, actually, I was Chance solo project.
No, that's your surprise.
I was looking at Chance solo's project. I think that's going to do very well. I think it's what people have been anticipating his album, and I think it's going to work.
Do you have Gunner on your list?
As far as?
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
Anticipate it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a follow up to Drip Down. I mean, it's a follow up to Drip Season 3. I definitely have it. I can't wait.
With that being said.
Yeah, man.
Give me a prediction.
Streets fuck with Gunna Heavy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. We done?
Yes. Please, right. Give me your prediction.
Prediction for me. I seen Pusha T face at the Grammys last night. He's got a sense, a taste of what it's like to be a solo star.
Push.
He's not going to give it up this year. I think he doubles down. He come right back out and try. I ain't not necessarily no Drake beef or anything like that, but if somebody won't smoke, he definitely going to be there for it.
Ready for the smoke.
And put, yeah, he going to put an album around that. But if that doesn't happen, I still think that he going to strike while the iron's hot. This is the hottest he's ever been as a solo artist, as I said, and I think that he's going to continue that wave and at least try to do that as long as he can. And he wants to do something that's not seven songs. That's yeah, not a part of the Kanye rollout. Right. That's differently and stands independently as something that Push did, even with how good that Daytona album was. I think that we're going to have a surprise. Well, the Pusha T, I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, no, nah, he is working on some, and it's going to be the Pharrell produced joint that he was supposed to have done before.
Oh.
But instead, he went with the Kanye movement. So, yeah, nah, that's going to be fire, though. And it's going to be a full-length joint. Because his last full-length, then My Name is retarded. Like, that shit goes hard to this day. And the King Push is crazy, too.
Yeah.
I
think it's going to be a little bit of both, though. I think it's going to be Kanye and Pharrell. I don't think it's
going to
be
cheat code, though. That's not fair.
Yeah, I hope. That'd be.
That's not. It's just not fair. I will say this. My prediction for this year, last year was the fourth straight year that Kendrick has dropped a project of some sort. Dating back to the abomination that was To Pimp a Butterfly.
Wow.
He followed that up with Untitled Unmastered. Then he did The Damn, and then last year was the Black Panther soundtrack. I think this year he's going to fall back just a little bit, and I don't think he's going to do a solo album, but he was just in an interview with the LA Times, and they asked him what he was working on, and he said he's constantly working, but not on his new album. Whatever that means, I think it means a Black Hippie album is coming. I think he's going to have his fingerprints on it. It's going to be not as involved as a full-length project like a Damn or like a To Pimp a Butterfly was. I think it's going to be more like along the lines of the Black Panther, and he's going to be kind of in and out, in and out, in and out. He doesn't have to make a big commitment, and that's going to showcase the whole TDE roster, which is getting more light than ever now. I think we'll get the SZA follow-up. We'll get the Isaiah Rashad album. For some reason, he's still signed to a record deal. And then we'll get the Schoolboy
Q. Isaiah Rashad can rap.
Not trash. And then we'll get the Schoolboy Q. I don't think there'll be a Kendrick album. I think the Black Hippies will come out late in the summer. That's my prediction for an album, and we need it in our life. It's going to be fire.
Kendrick needs a solo album this year, I think.
You think so?
You think so?
I think so.
Nah.
Let me ask you something.
I don't think so.
I think so.
So you said he's released 4 years straight.
Yeah.
Kendrick.
But not solo.
Kendrick,
nah,
Drake,
not solo.
Cole, we've all discussed. Why do you think that there's a competition for number one between Nicki and Cardi and not between those three?
Oh, there's a competition between those three.
Yeah, definitely a competition between those three.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Why is it not as public then?
Well, the public doesn't pit men against each other like they do women.
Well, they're not throwing shoes at each other. That's because they haven't
But it was public before that.
And they're not tweeting each other.
But why do y'all think that they ain't taking the same approach? You think it's just a woman thing? Or
yes.
I don't think. No, because they're not. Neither one of them has said each other's name.
Yeah, but the competition. That's what I'm saying.
But they're also cool with one another. It's like the NBA. They friendly.
Kendrick and J. Cole. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's one of them.
Yeah.
You know how it be in the game. LeBron and Draymond pushing each other.
Yeah. After that, they're going to give drinks.
Right. But then they on the shop.
Yeah.
I think it's one of them.
It's just. It's not like it was back in the day. Like,
so
I don't,
you don't think it's a difference between the men and the women competition?
I think it's a difference because Cardi and Nicki, they have, like you said, or the public paints a picture of them having an underlying beef. Mm-hmm. Whereas Cole and Drake, you just saw them together in the car. You know, they're cool. They all came in together.
And then Cole and Kendrick.
Cole and Kendrick. Cool. Yeah. They're supposed to do an album together. Oh, we get that. Please, rap gods, please give us that album.
Right.
In my opinion, I think they all look at each other as not competition. And I think that Nicki and Cardi look at each other as direct competition.
I don't think
that Drake thinks that Cole is in his lane. I don't think that Cole
I disagree.
Oh, you think they're in different lanes.
Yeah, and I don't think that Kendrick think that either one of them.
No, I disagree. I disagree completely.
Well, they have three different, they make three different styles of music.
Yeah. Right, I agree with that.
Yeah, yeah. That's why.
I think that's what they tell themselves to tell themselves it's not a competition. Because I don't think that they're competing.
I disagree. I disagree. And Cole kind of hints at it. Like, they definitely have a healthy competition.
If anybody wants to smoke out of them three, it's him.
Yeah. But I think Drake does, too. Drake wants to be number one, always.
He has the least to lose out of the three.
Drake want
to
be number one.
Always.
Sure.
He always wants to be number one.
Drake want to be number one. Cole has the least to lose. And Kendrick has the most because everybody think that he's the best rapper out of the three.
I think he wants to be number one as evident in the control verse.
Yeah.
But he ain't doing it. He wouldn't do it true. don't think he would go about it any other way than rapping.
I just think it's
For sure.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I just think it's a healthy competition with them. But it's definitely competition. When they get in the booth, they know who is up here with them and who is not.
They know who that bar is going to be.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I think Cardi and Nicki don't like each other.
Yeah, well,
I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying?
I just think
for whatever reason.
I just think it's underlying. I don't know.
But I mean, that's how it be. If you talk to a female and you kept it real with them, they would tell you that they don't like other females.
I don't speak on behalf of this female.
I said if they ask, they would tell you that. Ladies, tell me if I'm
not. I'm not doing that.
Ladies,
I'm out of there.
Let's hit this music break, man. What we got next, bro?
We have a new record by Royce da 5'9" of all people. Okay, this is a good one. This one called "Field Negroes" by Royce. Shout out to Detroit.
This should be interesting.
You ain't been getting riches your whole life. Oh, you done forgot. The oven door open on the stove in the kitchen to heat up the house because they done cut the heat off in your home, right? Okay. Now you thinking you living so far away just because you neighbors with Britney and K-Fed. Every artist in the game a phony. Fucking all the same thotties in the game since way back. And all the same thoughts in the game been giving the same top to the same guys in the game like one of Sway hats. The plight of the miserable wasted talent. Only guys with the hits are the Tigers, Drakes, and Khaleds. Shit, this is what happens when your favorite artists never get challenged. Your favorite fella from the NFL has been silenced. My dad said under no circumstance should a man considered a legend have nothing left on his deathbed. And any black man not willing to stand up for his own rights should lose the use of his right and left leg.
All right, man, we are back. That was Royce da 5'9", Field Negroes. Lou, how you feel about it?
I'm fucking with that, man. Royce a rapping ass nigga. I think we need songs like this in hip-hop from people of this ilk that can rap their ass off, that are of this age. Now, and I ain't necessarily saying they got to be right in addressing the younger generation or wrong in addressing people, but I do feel like the commentary is needed.
Yeah, for
and
the
I
discussion.
Like I like him for that.
I thought the song was cool, too. Obviously, that goes without saying Royce can rap. Now, it sounded like he was he name dropped a couple of people. Wale,
the Tory situation.
Yeah, and then Wale and Kanye, he name dropped for whatever reason. I would like for him to break down what this song means and what he meant by a couple of lines.
Yes,
on here. I would, if he could write an open letter, just kind of giving his genius version of what some of this was. I would love to hear what's, because I was confused by a little of it, but I only listened to it twice. So maybe I need to listen to it more.
It's a lot in there.
It's a lot in there. Yeah.
So, it's a lot to unpack, as
there
they
we
say.
Go. It ain't no hook. He just spit. So I'll run it back because I doubt he'll explain it.
But did you like the song?
Yeah, the song was cool. You like it? Song was cool.
It was some little cool.
Would y'all, cool. If y'all were Royce, would y'all still like beat Tory up on site?
Nah. They talked. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm about to say they talked. Yeah, if he didn't, I think Tory apologized.
Yeah, he probably did.
If he didn't, though, it's on site. For sure. You can't invite me to that region. Every time I see you, it's a
every
problem.
Every time I see him, it's on site.
It's a problem, nigga.
All right, man. Before we get out of here, question of the week. Pastor Troy is hot at T.I. So T.I., Luda, and Jeezy took a picture together.
Yeah.
Right? That was a big moment for the A.
Yes, sir.
And the quote, what he's mad is because of the caption. So the caption read, and this is by T.I., "These faces, along with a host of others that look like us, laid the foundation for the infrastructure, artistic ecosystem you now know as Atlanta.
Yes.
This our shit, and we run this city. Don't get it fucked up. We'll adjust the temperature to make it hot or cold as we see fit. If we ain't with it, then it ain't shit."
Talk that shit.
Damn. Right. So Pastor Troy felt some type of way about it, and he posted this response. "I'm on all three of their first albums. So who am I to this city? I didn't call nobody to get on their albums. These people called me. Why? Because I had this city on click, clack, lock." Now, is this fair or foul for Pastor Troy to have this gripe?
I'm going to say it's foul, but I'll throw it to the native Atlantean over there to see what you got with it. But I'm definitely calling it foul. It's a best short trip.
Yeah.
give us the ATL perspective. Is this fair or foul?
This is another case of someone feeling slighted. We should name this episode Slighted.
Right.
It's another case. Come on, man. Everybody in the city. There's no disrespect to Pastor Troy.
Right.
I mean, but when you talk about Atlanta.
Solo albums.
I'm sorry?
He got 36 solo albums.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. But when you talk about Atlanta and the culture of Atlanta when it comes to rap, you're talking about those three individuals in that picture, and you're talking about Outkast.
Here's the thing that he missed, and this was the first sentence of T.I.'s caption. "These faces, along with a host of others." Now, did you want T.I. to sit here and name every fucking body responsible for where the state of Atlanta rap is right now? And I fuck with Pastor Troy.
That ego, man.
I fuck with Pastor Troy. I think Pastor Troy's first album is a classic. Yep. I fucks with him. He went at P.
An Atlanta classic, you mean, right?
Down South classic.
It's a Down South classic. Yeah,
I say
sure.
Down South classic.
Yep. You are under.
That shit hard.
Come on,
but
man.
He's
Pastor
reaching.
Troy got some good songs.
And, yeah, no doubt.
And he's definitely reaching, and this is usually how you get popping in social media in this time. But yeah, I don't
clout.
Think Pastor Troy don't need this, man. Like, you don't need
he don't?
What are we going with? Is this the rollout for album 47?
Possibly. Like, it's one way to get clicks. We wouldn't be talking about him if it wasn't for it.
That's true, but he better than this. If he got a classic album, like y'all say, still got the championship belt.
Yep.
The championship belt.
Absolutely. No, he wears it to this day.
He still wears it.
Absolutely.
See, that's
his
what
thing.
I'm saying. That's clown shit. That's what I'm saying. Listen.
That ain't Atlanta shit?
No. Fuck no. Niggas ain't wearing a rock around with no belt.
What is that, Augusta
shit? He's not walking around with a belt. What I'm saying is, listen, he knows what's up. Nobody's slighting him. He said a host of people who look like us, man. Yeah. Sit your ass down, man.
That's including Pastor Troy.
That's including you. You're black, sir. Yes, we appreciate your contribution.
You said, like, we know you were on our album, dude. Like, you wouldn't even be on. You wouldn't even got the reach out. Like, it don't matter if we on your album or not. Like, somebody called you. Like, nobody did that without me knowing if I'm T.I., if I'm Ludacris, if I'm Jeezy. Like, I requested you, bro. Like, come on, man.
100%. What you got for On Deck of the Week, sir?
On Deck of the Week, Mr. On Decker of the Week, excuse me.
Of the Week.
Got it. Damn. Mr. Ernest Reed, come on down. Ernest Reed has gotten it before, man. I put a post in there where Kenneth McNamara.
In where?
In the, let me, you don't cut me off.
I put a post in there.
In there, meaning the rap chat, my nigga. If you tune into the show, you know what that is. Or if you let me finish, you would get it.
wow. What's going on up there?
Ernest Reed, rap chat, man. He posted on the Kenneth Montgomery post, just giving a response to the whole Rock Nation brunch and the T.I. Protest as well.
Yeah. So. The one that you don't believe in.
No, I don't believe in.
What'd he say?
All.
Yeah. Are you going to tell him? What'd he say?
Right. I missed it.
You missed it. She wasn't in the chat.
Inform me.
Yeah.
I can't understand in the first place why the outrage. We know who these people are, and we know they don't give a fuck about us. As far as T.I. goes, saying that he wear Target brand before these high fashion brands is just bad. These entertainers and people with immense wealth are the ones who should set the example. Not that they have to, but the little that they do know, they carry a lot of power and influence. I could care less about what someone wears, but to sit here and act like you don't know or you're unaware of these designers who don't want you wearing their shit anyway is irresponsible.
So you gave him One Dick of the Week because he agreed with you.
Yeah, exactly. I was about to say, come on, man.
I mean.
E-Reed.
Of course. What's the one?
That's
where On Dick of the Week originated from.
I've got one on iTunes, man. Shout out Teddy underscore Buckshot 19. He left.
These usernames. Buckshot 19.
Absolutely. He said, fan since 2016. I stumbled on the podcast looking for a specific Taxstone episode. Definitely the best mix I had that year. This has to be the most entertaining but informative podcast I listen to. Even turned my cousin from Texas and my brother from New Jersey on.
Yeah,
shout out to Teddy Buckshot. We appreciate that. Putting people on, telling a friend to tell a friend. Good looking. Shout out to Ernest as well.
Long time on Decker. We appreciate you, Ernest, for your comments, sir.
Absolutely. What music we got coming out, sir?
Yeah, we appreciate you putting it on, Teddy. We appreciate that for real. I'm just joking about your name.
Fact.
No, you're not.
So last week, that Wiz and Currency came out 2009.
Good project.
It's pretty dope. Project, you'll go check that out if you haven't already.
Yep.
Sean Price and Small Professor came out last week. So if you want a real gully hip hop rap gangster, Sean Price is your guy. It's called 86 Witness.
I'm good.
That
on
one
that.
Came out. And Slimy Individuals is supposed to come up, I believe, tomorrow with Mozzie and Burner. Yeah, that's supposed to come out on the 13th. That's what the streets are saying. And Ghostface has an album dropping on Friday as well called Sarface meets Ghostface.
Scarface meets Ghostface.
Zarface. You know,
it's a slow week.
Like
guy.
A czar of a country.
Slow week in music. Yeah. Clearly,
really, y'all don't want any of those?
Nah,
the Wiz and
The Wiz and Currency was solid though.
And I like Ghostface, so I'm right with Ghostface.
Some Thug got a new album too.
Oh, I'm sorry. This individual must be another rapper. I'm sorry. Sarface is an individual, so it's him and Ghostface. Yeah.
We're going to skip that.
Yeah.
Shout out my boy Slim Thug.
Him and Boston George from the north side of Texas.
Boston George just dropped with Jeezy, too, didn't he?
That nigga sound just like Jeezy.
Who?
I thought he sound like Yo Gotti.
Boston George. This dude on here, he sound just like Jeezy.
Yeah. Yo Gotti got a dope record with Lil Baby, by the way.
That's fire.
Hard.
The date, what is it, put a date on it?
Yep.
That's fire.
Yeah.
What you got on deck for the weekend, sir?
Slow motion. What y'all got up?
You not caking for Valentine's Day?
You married? You married, ain't you?
Yeah, I don't cake. Which is why I don't cake.
I ain't know you knew what was coming up. We almost made it through the whole episode without mentioning it. And you mentioned
Valentine's Day is coming up. And make sure what you got. What you tricking at Strokers?
No Valentine activities for me this weekend that you guys know of. I'm going to, I'm being in Texas this weekend handling some business. Houston, holler at me. It's going to be hot. It's going to be in the 80s.
Handling some business.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, don't do that.
All right, most definitely. Yeah, this week.
H-Town.
Shout out Valentine's. I still got to get to H-Town. Shout out Valentine's.
Holla at my boy Locke.
That's my guy. Yeah. And my wife's birthday at 18, so I'm getting hit twice this week.
Early birthday, man.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely.
Go to Godiva.
Ooh, man, they busting heads, too.
Yeah, she'll appreciate it, though.
Fair enough. That's all I need to do. Man, y'all do us a favor. YouTube.com/OnDeckTV Podcast. Go subscribe and subscribe on iTunes. And tell a friend like my guy did in Jersey.
Yes.
In Jersey and Texas, folks. We appreciate that. And we'll see y'all next week.
Yes, sir.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.